we had seen that the Medrash tells us that the ladder that Yaakov Avinu saw in the dream either represents the Mizbeach or Har Sinai. And we had seen last time that Yaakov Avinu, before going to Lavan, had spent his 84 years in seclusion, focused on Torah, on becoming a holy person. And now he had to contend with the lowest of the low, Lavan HaArami, a full-fledged Olam Hazanik, a person who's focused on how do I make the most of this world. The Alze, so the Ntivot Shalom says, and because of this, Herulo min Hashamayim, they showed him from heavens, V'inei sulam mutzav alta. Behold, you have a ladder standing firmly in the ground. V'rosho magei Hashamayim, the top of the ladder reaches the heavens. The Hamchuvan baze, that the point that they're showing him in this, La'arot lo, to illustrate to him, Shetachlit Ritzon Hashem, that the essence of God's will, who he is, that Sheyehudi Ya'asok b'inyanei olam haze, that a Jew will deal with this world, uvetoch ze, and in this yimtza derech ech liyot kadosh l'Hashem, within olam haze he has to find the way to be a holy person to Hashem. V'zehu, and that was the concept of V'hinei sulam mutzav arza, behold, a ladder firmly in the ground, V'rosho magei Hashamayim, and the top of the ladder reaches the heavens. K'de'ita b'torat avot, like it says in the work Torat Avot, She'inyana sulam, that the concept of the ladder, more, that points to Al kviyut ha'avoda shel Yehudi ve'olamo ve'inyanei olam hazeh, that symbolizes the consistent service of a Jew in his world, in the things of this world. Sheyehudi yimatze tamid, that a Jew should always find himself betoch misgeret shel kedusha, in a framework of holiness, betoch hasulam, in the ladder. On the one hand, we have to be firmly in this world. On the other hand, the head has to be in the heavens. A person has to be able to join the two. What does the ladder do? It gives you an ability to climb up. The ladder connects two places. The idea of the ladder is that the person is going to have to deal with this world. Yaakov Avinu was going from a state of total seclusion, sitting in tents, to immerse himself in this world, and he was being told, no. It's not a contradiction. It's not that you're going to this world to leave the Kedusha that you had, but rather the concept of the Sulam, the connection. To put holiness, to have a framework of holiness in this world. Ach gam biridato, even when a person goes down the ladder, yir'eh li'yishar betoch gvul ha'kedusha, he has to see that he remains within the boundaries of holiness, shelo yipol achutza min ha'misgeret shel kedusha, that he should not fall out of the framework of holiness. We have times when we're higher up in the ladder. We're sitting Monday night learning in Machon Meir. We're total kedusha. We're not doing anything physical. We're doing spiritual. We're learning. We're taking time from our lives to be holy. Tomorrow morning, we might find ourselves on a bus. We're at the bottom of the ladder. Wait a second. But you didn't get off the ladder. Stay within the framework. A person has to stay within the misgeret, within the framework of kedusha. V'zehu omro, and this is what the verse says, V'hinei malachei Elokim, behold, there were angels of God, olim v'yoredim bo, going up and down it. Kol aliyotehem v'yiridotehem, all their elevations going up, and they're going down, hem basulam gufo, were on the ladder. They were going up, they were going down, but they were always on the ladder. Kilomar, betoch misgeret hakdusha, as if to say they consistently remain within the framework of holiness. Ve'inam yotzim michutz la'misgeret hakdusha, and they don't leave that framework of holiness. V'zehu ha'derech gam b'inyanei ha'olam, this is the way to go also with things of the world. Shelo yetze michutz la'misgeret hakdusha, that a person should not leave the framework of holiness. She'az, then, achen inyanei olam hazeh, motzi'im oto mikdushato, umashpilim oto lidyuta tachtona. Actually, dealing with this world could easily pull him out of his holiness and bring him down to the bottom level. V'rak al yidei she'oseh la'atzmo sulam, and only because he makes himself a ladder, shemitna'er me'ha'artziyut, that he shakes himself of the materialistic worldliness, earthliness, ונכנס למקום הקודש, למסגרת הקדושה, and he enters the holy place, the framework of holiness, אז יביאו אותו גם כל ענייני עולם הזה, then, when he maintains the framework of holiness in everything he does, then even the things of this world will bring him להתקרב להשם יתברך, to get closer to Hashem, blessed be he. להתרומם עדי וראשו מגיע השמיימה. To elevate himself to the point where his top reaches the heavens. ועד כי הנה השם ניצב עליו, till the point of that Hashem is standing on top of him. So we're in the middle. But the first concept that we're seeing now is that we have to remember that we're going up the ladder, down the ladder. There are times where we could be totally in Kedusha. There are times where we have to go down like Yaakov Avinu to deal with this world. But we have to remain on the ladder. We have to remain within the framework of Kedusha. And then, even the Olam Hazeh becomes a vessel, becomes a stepping stone to elevating oneself to Hashem, so that it's not a contradiction, but rather it is something that we use as a stepping stone to advance, to attain a greater closeness to Hashem Yitzbarach.